Thank you, Mr. Tatum.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else to speak in opposition? Come forward, state your name and address, please.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Douglas Keith Cornelius. I live at 5777 South Hill Avenue, which is 20 acres south of this packing house. First of all, I'd like to say that we never approved that house, packing house being in there. They're saying, well, they're already there, and you're just adding on to it. And since that packing house has been there, the whole life of the place has changed. I moved onto the farm in January of 1980. This place has changed my whole life. And if it comes up now, it's going to destroy my life. When you talk about lights, I haven't got big pictures, but if you don't mind looking at these, would I give these to?
Pass them to staff.
This is worse than a stadium. There's no louvers on the lights, which I assumed you should have done, and it would still be a nuisance, but not like this. To go outside of my yard now, you have to cover your eyes to see where you're going. That's only a minor thing. It's major if you're moving around. The noise from that place is something that a city wouldn't put up with a neighbor. You don't have noise like that after 10 o'clock. They do. I heard said that they said they had a few cars with a few people in there. I've seen well over 100 cars there on many occasions. Just yesterday morning at 7:15, I walked over there. There were 39 cars. There were four truck trailers, one utility water truck, and one flatbed utility truck that they use on the farm. As far as groundwater goes, you talk about low water. Oh, you see it flooded. Geez, it looks like there's more water than anybody would want. But this last year, where it was low water, from the irrigation district, I was only allowed 1/4 acre foot. Well, it was even less than that. I was allowed 10 acre feet for the whole thing from the district, not from my ground. Around me is where he's talking about the farmers had to put in 11 different wells just to sustain what they had. And another example of that is they mentioned Ray Collins, which lives about 0.6 mile to the north of this facility. I actually forego my water last year and transferred it to him so that he could maintain minimum of his 20-acre orange thing. He also pumped water. He has 6 wells on his place, and he had to regulate and do each one at the time until they ran out, and so they could recharge some and do the other. And instead of doing it all at one time, they would have to do that over a 2-week period, which doesn't help the crop. And his oranges were too small. Some of them, he had a Valencia and a Valencia. And one crop wasn't even sellable because of it was small.
If we could, I understand the farming issue with regards to the water, but more to the point of this facility.
Well, to this facility, I've heard a lot of talk about the storage tank. That's one thing, one incident. It's not every day.
You're right. The storage facility, 135,000 gallons. To me, I mean, well, that sounds like a lot of water compared to what a farmer pumps or uses. It's insignificant for a one-time use. I'm not debating it.
That's
how I see it. But I agree with your water concerns. But I want to maybe go to issues that really haven't been brought up, or if there's something new we can.
Pardon me?
If there's something that new you could address. We've already heard a lot of the issues and agree with.
Okay.
We understand the concerns. I do anyway.
Okay, then let's talk about the wastewater that comes from the place. There is a natural stream that's made into a ditch now, a small ditch that goes from their place. And, well, from above through their place to my place and further. That already gets backed up because the neighbor to the north or south of me hasn't got good it doesn't drain from his place like it did when I first went there. The lay of the land has changed because of the way they leveled the place and made me a ponding basin. Now I'm a ponding basin where the water has gotten so bad that I get free water from the government for drinking because of the nitrates. This is going to exacerbate the problem. I just can't see a place that, the way I look at it, too, just a guy that's lived there for a long time in farming. I used to have almonds and grapes. Now I can't raise the grapes anymore. And I let the almonds go because of water. But it's just not right. If I want to divide my property so that I can have more homes on the property, I have to get a variance. And we still don't get any more water. And if everyone did that, you would have twice the number of people living around there. And that would still be a small number of people. This is a small town as far as use and in all ways. You hear about the traffic and that, but also the noise, the lights, the people, the trash that gets thrown in the road. When it says agricultural, I know that you can get variances and stuff for these packing sheds and the like, but it's agriculture land, which suggests from the get that it's small or big agricultural facilities and ground. This is a small town. I didn't make a decision 42 years ago to move into town. I wanted to move away from town. My wife wanted to make a comment about the lights, and she stays up later than me. She's up after midnight. And there's a lot of coyotes and noise and stuff, so she checks. She said, but to look towards the packing plant at night, the lights hurt my eyes, and I have to hold my hands in front of my eyes so that I can see how to move. And another thing, my property damage is worth what it is worth because it is a farming area. What do you think would happen to your property values if a huge packing organization came to you? It's already impacted my place. I've got my life invested in this place. I'm getting old to where I may have to move. I have to have the value of my property to even move into a smaller place in town because of the high cost of housing now. So as far as impact, it's ruining my life. I don't have much more to add to that except what you've already heard. I don't know what all you folks have to look at. But as far as me, one individual, and my wife, as we've reached supposed golden years, it's ruined our life. We're gone. And the people that stay there, the water usage that this place, I've already told you, we've had irrigation issues just for what's there with agriculture. I grew up in this valley. I've worked in packing houses when I was young, where you used to, a guy would work his way through college, which is what I did. That packing house doesn't sit there. It uses water 24 hours a day. You got to wash the fruit. Okay, all those chemicals come off, but that's water use. And it's used every day. And you have to get rid of the water that's used to wash the oranges from the chemicals that are on the oranges. Where does that go? Has that been addressed? So I'm not trying to do your job. I'm just saying what it's doing. And it's not just me like this. It's some other people that are too old to come and don't think it'll do any good. They don't think that you guys would listen to the neighbors that are there. And so they don't show up. And that's their business.
Fortunate that they
it's their business. But I represent all of them.
Yeah.
me personally, but all of the folks there. And our older wells are not 500 feet deep. My well is 75 foot deep. And I got to worry about just maintaining my house. I gave up the almonds. I gave up everything else. So anyway, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
And any questions?
Commissioner Wolf?
You had mentioned something about the Lee project going in without permission. When did that happen, and when did you
move? Well, I was referencing to when the original packing house went in there, I didn't receive anything about it going in.
When was that approximately?
Geez, it's at least 10 years ago.
So pretty recently. Some of us would have.
Yes, it wasn't there. Well, even less than 10 years.
So that's something that we could visit with staff here about that.
To give you an example, my daughter-in-law came from Lake Isabella up, and she says, geez, and when did that place get there? And by the way, they've more than doubled their size of what they were just in the last 2 years.
Okay. And Mr. Cornelius, how long have you lived there?
42 years, January of 1980.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thank you
your
very
time.
Much. Is there anyone else to speak in opposition?
My name is Alfonso Casillas. I live in 5590 Hill Avenue, right across the street from this packing house. I apologize in advance because my English is not very good, but I'll do my best to explain it. I moved there 15 years ago. I dug a well. It's only 100 feet deep. I was getting, at the time, 32 gallons per minute. Right now, I'm getting more sand than water. To answer that question about if it was a farming instead of a packing house, we're getting 80% of that water from the district, not from the groundwater. So now, are they going to do the same? Probably not, because then it'll be an issue with the environmental and issue with the fruit going out to the supermarket. So most likely they're going to get it from the ground. Now, talking about the storage tank, let's say they run low on water, and everybody's thinking that they're only going to use it one time. If they're going to run low on water, I think they're still going to use that water and refill the tank as many times as they have to.
I think instead of making assumptions that we don't know are true or not, those are questions we can ask the applicant if they, you know, when they come back up. So rather than say they're going to do this, I'd rather you stick to the new facts or facts that affect you directly.
Okay. Well, again, I'm only 100, 200 feet from this packing house. Are they going to drill more wells? I mean, how much water are they going to use? Because otherwise, I'm going to end up with a dry well. Then I'm going to end up moving, because then I won't have anywhere to live on. Now, my David here talk about safety, you know, the road safety. They were saying there's not much traffic right now, and that they're not going to have more people, more cars going in and out. I'm sure they will. So, are we going to get more accidents? I mean, one of our neighbors had to die before anybody looks at the big picture? It's probably our safety, our neighbor's safety, because of the big rigs and all the trucks are going in and out of the packing house.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? Thank you very much. Anyone else to speak in opposition? Mr. Cornelius, did you have something new to add?
You know me by now. I just wanted to mention.
Go ahead and state your name, because you're at the microphone. I'll let you.
I'm back.
One more time.
I just wanted to mention one thing, too. When we talk about the lights and how bad it is, those lights were supposed to be louvered so that the light didn't disperse out like it does out into the thing. And it was, I don't know if it wasn't addressed at the time. But that needs to be addressed, at least for...
When you say it was supposed to be louvered, was that a condition at one time?
It's basically just putting a baffle.
No, I know, but yeah. Why do you say it was supposed to be louvered?
Well, if you go to any packing, I don't...
You're saying it should have been louvered.
Yeah,
it wasn't necessarily a requirement.
I'm not sure that
I don't know either, so...
But I know that everyone I've talked to said, well, why isn't that louvered? And those people deal with packing houses all the time.
Okay.
So anyway, I just thought I'd bring it up. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else to speak in opposition? Okay, at this time, I will ask the applicant if they wish to come up. It's their choice, but there are a few unanswered questions I'm sure the commission may have. This would be under rebuttal, and it's to address the things that were brought up during the opposition, which I'm sure you heard quite a few things with regards to the water issue, traffic expansion, noise, lights, you know, the whole list, if you wish to address them. And then they'll be given an opportunity, one speaker will be given an opportunity to surrebut your comments. And then we'll move from there. Now, there was a suggestion from the first speaker in opposition to get more information. I don't know if that's something you'd want to consider as far as meeting with the people. In other words, if you were to ask for a continuance, I don't know if that's something you'd want to see if the commission wants to do that. Or you want to just move forward? It's up to you. So, but that did seem to be a concern that they didn't have a chance to discuss things. It may not address all the issues, though. So it's up to you. And state your name again.
Robert Sanders with GMA Engineering, 7337 North First Street. I'm the architect on the project. And so as far as the water, it's a fire tank, and it can't be used for other things. The fire department would have a fit if it was. They're not, at least what they told us, increasing their water, and everything that they do use right now will go back into their fields. They have orchards around there, so they'll water their crops and stuff without water. I don't have their exact use on that with me. To address the light stuff, which is easy, anything new in California with Cal Green, we have to hood everything, and that's in our plans, that those lights have to be hooded. And I don't think the client would object to a condition of the existing ones, because that wasn't something when it was built at the time that was a requirement, which is now. So, you know, the state of California has addressed those issues because of problems like this. So in our plans, we have a note that, you know, it can't go on to other people's property. We can't have light pollution and that sort of stuff. So, you know, those kind of on-site things are addressed in our plans at the building permits side. So that's, you know, that will be taken care of. So I can assure them of that. You know, as far as traffic goes, I can only talk about what's on site, and I'll have to leave the traffic issues to the county and, you know, those roads. I'm sure some of them aren't great, you know, but there are already trucks driving through there. And, you know, I don't disagree that they should have a turn lane or something like that, possibly. But, you know, I can't address that. All I can address is on-site stuff with water. And if you look, most of this stuff is just packing storage. So they're not going to increase their people a lot. It's just storage space that they're trying to add. Guys on forklifts loading up the buildings and to hold it for a long period of time so they can pack it over time. And so they don't have to pack it immediately.
One of the questions had to do with, or one of the comments had to do with wastewater chemicals used for cleaning.
I'm not aware of chemicals used for cleaning. They must be talking about the water coming off of the fruit if it's sprayed or something. I would have to look into that a little bit more, but most all the operations that we do like this, it's clean water. They can put it back on the fields. If it rains on the fruit, it's no different than that water going onto the ground. So there's, you know, it's not polluted, and I'm not aware of any hazardous materials that they're using on site. But MSDSs require you to list, you know, Clorox bleach as a hazardous material that they're going to clean with, and that they would have to, you know, list those sort of things. So that would automatically list it as a hazardous material on your facility, and it's just a cleaning supply that they'd use to clean the toilets. I'm not aware of that.
When was are you aware of when the original plant was put in? Was it about 10 years ago? Or?
I am not. I just know it was existing when we came onto the project.
And the owner is not here?
No.
Okay. Staff, do you know the answer?
It was constructed in 2000.
2000?
2000. Mm-hmm.
And what was it? Was it a conditional use permit, or was it? Did it come before the commission?
If I had to guess, it was a by right use.
Yeah, we have no record of a conditional use. It was probably deemed a by right use at that time, based upon limited operation. As it expands, it probably tripped the threshold to require the CUP.
Okay, and that was the other question, and I think it's a valid question. Just looking at it on paper, when you talk about expansion, could you address that a little bit more? Because if you said, oh, we're going to expand the facility, yet we're not going to have any more trucks, we're not going to have any more employees. It's more for storage of the existing product?
Yeah, they want to hold this product for a longer period of time over the course of the year. So they're going to bring in product so they can put it in the cold storages and then ship it out over time.
Do they have a cold storage building there now?
No.
Okay. Commissioner Wolfram?
Do you happen to know if there are other packing sheds close by that would be competing, or other cold storage close by that are in competition? Like, is there too much cold storage in that area already?
I do not.
Okay. Maybe somebody can. Staff, do you happen to know that answer?
You know, this is for his own fruit.
It's for his own fruit.
Yeah.
It's not anybody else's.
No, he's growing his own fruit.
Okay.
It's citrus, correct?
Yes. And so he wants to save the money of going to somewhere else that's not always available to do that. There's a lot of packing houses out in that area. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact numbers.
It sounds like you are open to the concept of a traffic study for widening roads, things like that.
I can't dispute if there's an issue out there. I don't live out there, and I'm sure I've been on some of those roads, and country roads are narrow.
Right, but
so offsite, I couldn't address that. I think we met the criteria of not requiring a traffic study off the average trips per day, but I'll leave that up to the county.
Can we just acknowledge, though, that the average trips per day in the operational statement is not correct based on the testimony and the photos that we have? I mean, there's 41 cars in this picture.
I don't know.
Five trucks. So just based on that.
I haven't been out there when they have that many. If they're having, I'm just going off what the owner's telling me.
Okay.
And as a condition of approval, the owner has to, if it does get approved, they have to adhere to the operational statement as given by staff, as given to the county.
But
so if they said they're going to have 15 trucks, then we're limiting them to 15 trucks.
So the county enforces that?
That's correct.
Afterwards? So do they have a current operational statement for the current use?
The current operational statement they gave is consistent with what they said that was proposed. I believe it's only increased by 36 trucks per day from what it originally is.
Since it was a by right use, there wouldn't have been an operational statement for the original plan when it was built in the early 2000s.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You
have a question?
Quick question. You're adding 34,000 square feet of cold storage, correct?
Yeah.
And that doesn't use water, does it?
No.
Okay. And then the 18,000 square feet of canopies, that's storage. And all that, 650 accessory structures. The question on, so 37,000 square feet of additional packing buildings, that will use additional water, won't it?
I can't answer that. I don't know how they're...
And you're the architect. In designing it, were you upsizing any of the...
No.
There's no concessions to expand water consumption at all?
No.
In your design?
No.
Okay.
We didn't change any sewer sizes. We didn't change any water sizes.
There's no additional wells?
No additional wells. Any of that.
Just the fire storage.
Right, right. Okay, thank you.
Was there anything else to add in your rebuttal? Okay, thank you very much.
Can I ask one more question?
Oh, certainly, just a moment. Commissioner Carver?
On this site plan, it shows existing building there is like a square with a little jetted out. But in our photos here, it looks like three buildings that are kind of lined up here. So I'm just wondering, is this one existing building that's there, or is it different structures that are next to each other?
I will leave that for the contractor to discuss.
Okay.
Sounds good. When you say leave it to the contractor to discuss, were we going to find that out today?
Yes.
He's here.
He's here.
Well, then let's have the contractor come up and answer those questions. Okay.
Hi, Frank Flores with DBKO Design Build. You want my address again?
If you would.
2737 East Omaha, Fresno, California.
Thank you. Okay, Commissioner Carver, do you want to reiterate?
Yeah, it just doesn't look like the plans that we have in front of us match the photos that we have.
Correct. When we came into the project as well, so we came in as a general contractor to as-build. And I'm not sure which buildings were originally there and which ones were added at some point. I think that's why one of the neighbors was thinking something was built within the last 10 years. Because I don't know what was there originally and what wasn't. Because we couldn't find original records that showed a plan.
I'm just asking for existing. So on this plan, it says there's an existing building, one existing building.
Correct.
Okay. Then we have these pictures. And it's a little bit hard to see, but it looks like there's three buildings here.
Yes, there's more than what was there that shows existing. So some of it is getting as-built permits. It was built without permit.
So there are some existing buildings right now that are not shown.
That are shown as proposed, correct.
Oh, they're shown as proposed buildings.
Correct.
Got it.
I'd like to have staff maybe just address that. Is that correct that there are buildings there that are they're proposing that are already built? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, staff, could you address that? In that, can they just build? I mean, were their permits taken? Can they just? Is it part of their by right usage? Is it an issue?
Most certainly it's an issue, but it's also news to us. We're relying on the information provided. We don't have any noticed violations, but if there were buildings that had been built without permits, they obviously would have to be cured through permits and through this type of entitlement.
Do you have in the permits that you said when the building was built in 2000?
2000.
You've seen this picture that was passed around?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think Commissioner Carver's concern or question is where it says on Exhibit 5, existing building, and then all the others say proposed building, about three or four different proposed buildings. Is the one that says existing building, is that all of these buildings, or is it just one building? And I probably can't answer it, but...
Correct. I don't believe we have a complete set of information at this point. We're a little concerned with that, and we would have to ferret that out.
Okay. well, let's finish with Mr. Flores, and then maybe we have some other comments, because I think... the engineer, do you think the engineer might be able to answer?
Which one, I'm sorry?
Was there someone else to speak or no?
No, that was it.
Okay. Well, then, right now, if there are no other questions, I'd like to thank you very much, Mr. Flores. Ask that we start surrebuttal if there's a speaker, perhaps Mr. Stein or somebody, to come up and address those issues that were just made. But Mr. Stein, before you start, this is just my opinion. I think there's some issues we need to address that we probably won't be able to address today. I don't know how the rest of the commission feels, but I might be inclined to ask for a continuance just because there were, well, one, it would give those opposed an opportunity to meet with the applicant to iron out some things. We did hear, like with regards to the water, just for fire storage, and once they're not going to use it to run their operation. The operation is used just for the owner's own fruit. There are some traffic issues that if we went for a vote, I think I would want to address that. And with regards to the lights, I think the applicant is would be willing to do something on the lights, any new lights and the past lights. So,
that's in the plan.
Yeah, well, for the past lights as well.
That's in the plan.
Yeah. So, you're welcome to speak because this is the opportunity for surrebuttal. If you would agree that that you might support a continuance, I mean, we would also ask the applicant if he would agree to that or not. And then, you know, we don't know how the commission's going to vote. But I think it would give staff an opportunity to address some of the questions that were raised with regards to the number of buildings and what's out there now.
Yeah, thank you. Dan Stein, attorney at Fenimore Dowling Air and 8080 North Palm, Fresno, California. Thank you. A couple of just sir rebuttal points here real quick. I heard from the architect that there's not going to be an increased water usage, and I put this in quotes, based on what they told us. I'm assuming that's the project proponent. So, you know, it's really not information that gives me a lot of confidence in that statement, you know, particularly with a facility that's going to increase significantly over what apparently was initially permitted and has been built substantially over the years, according by their own admission now, without the proper permitting.
Well, so, let's not say that because I don't know for a fact if that, I mean,
I think that's what he just admitted, that there's...
Well, he also said there's no water increase in water usage, and you're disputing that, so...
All I'm saying is that he says it's based on what they told us, right?
That's so not, there's some questions that we don't know the answers to.
That's right. I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. So, anyway, so I just wrote that. Based on what they told us, you know, that's not sufficient for making an informed decision. I think... The traffic issue, it seems like there's consensus that there's going to have to be some sort of revision or evaluation of that. I think Commissioner Carver's pointed out that the number of trucks that are already out there and the pictures and vehicles that are parked out there are already inconsistent with what the project proponent has suggested are going to be out there. That needs to be reconciled. The issue about the wastewater, I had written down that their expectation was that the wash from the oranges was, quote, I put this in quotes, clean water. You know, those oranges get sprayed with pesticides and herbicides and things of that nature. So I'm not sure if that's supported either. That should be addressed. And I do note that there's, in the evaluation of environmental impacts, this is Exhibit 7 on page 9. The Fresno County Department of Public Health Environmental Health Division reviewed the application and stated that the facility is listed as a large hazardous materials handler. Then they indicated that the mitigation would be addressed with an updated of the hazardous materials business plan. But again, I'm not confident that the information that you have in front of you gives you an informed decision about the hazardous issues, and particularly where it's admitted in this place that it's already in an area that's subject to flooding, and that raises concerns, I think, that echo some of the comments that you've heard from the project opponents, some of the surrounding neighbors. So I think there's a lot of questions. I think concerns. I'm extremely concerned about the comments that I heard or the issues that are raised about the facility essentially potentially being built without permitting, and there being, from what I heard from staff, that there's no notices of violation out there. If, you know, a good chunk of these buildings have already been built, which is what I thought I heard from the general contractor, that those have been built without permits, I think that's a big concern that the county needs to address initially before it can make a decision about, allowing or back-end permitting these, if that is the case, and approving those buildings being built out there, despite the fact that they were apparently or allegedly built without the proper permitting in the first place. This is something that should have been done. And now I'm concerned about what the impacts of that have been that were never evaluated and never put in front of the county in the first place. So okay. I think that gives you what you need.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time today.
Okay. I'm going to close the public portion of the hearing, bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion. I'd like to get the commission's sense on continuing this item.
Yeah.
I agree with the chairman that this is an obstacle when I see this much building, and we don't actually know the history. It doesn't sound like the engineer, the architect, doesn't sound like anybody really knows. And there, it was built possibly without regulation, which is probably what is really alarming all the neighbors, which is the reason they're all in here. And I'm glad I'm glad the neighbors came in and we were able to see this. It does need to be addressed. The Lee family does need to talk to these neighbors. Traffic study does need to happen. And so the next time this does come back, it's clean, and everybody's in agreement that the roads have been widened, the public safety is taken into account, the neighbors know about what the plan is with the water. Obviously, we have a water issue across the valley, so to me, the water thing is not a problem. But I do happen to agree that this is not going well right now, and I think a continuance is in order.
Yeah, I just – oh, sorry.
Oh, I agree with Commissioner Wolfo. I won't go on and on the same.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think I agree it needs to be continued. I would request that the city add as an exhibit the Google – image of the property. We usually see that in our packet, and we didn't this time. And it's very clear from Google that all of this, except the little tiny box at the top, is what's currently existing there today. So that's concerning, and we didn't get that from our packet before the meeting. And I didn't get that really till the end. When I put the pieces together. So I think just we need to have a clear picture. Google Earth photos also show 50-something odd cars out there at one time. So it's very clear from neighbors and from just Google Earth that there's more than 30 vehicles out there on a regular basis. So I think those things need to be cleared up on the owner's side. And I think that our staff can ask for clarity on those things when it comes back.
Okay. I'll make a motion to continue this item to a date uncertain, staff, because it sounds... Well, I mean, let me ask, is there anyone that objects to a continuance? Okay, seeing none at this time, I'm going to make a motion that we continue it to a date uncertain, because rather than pick a date, we picked a date, it would come back on that date, there'd be no new noticing. Staff will need to renotice the same people. If someone's here that's not on the list, talk to staff to make sure you do get a notice. And this gives them time in case there's more, it's more involved, that they have to do more research. It may be a little while, I don't know, but it'll be up to staff. So that would be continue it to a date.
Date uncertain.
Uncertain. That's my motion. Is there a second? Commissioner Chata. So with the motion and the second by Commissioner Chata, and Commissioner Yule had to leave, so there's five of us. We still have a quorum. All in favor of continuance, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That carries 5-0. So it will be continued with new noticing going out. Thank you. We'll go to item number 4.
Regular agenda item number 4, variance application number 4108 and initial study number 8088 filed by Bopari Farms proposing to allow a reduction in the minimum parcel size for a subsequent mapping procedure and a creation of a 2.5-acre parcel from an existing residential dwelling and a 26.98-acre parcel from an existing 29.48-acre parcel in the AE20 zone district. The subject parcel is located on the northwest corner of the intersection of East American Avenue and South DeWolf Avenue, approximately 1.7 miles northeast of the city of Fowler.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the Planning Commission, Jeremy Shaw with the Department of Public Works and Planning. The application before you proposes to allow a reduction in the minimum parcel size for creation of a 2.5-acre parcel and a 26.98-acre parcel from an existing 29.48-acre parcel through a subsequent mapping procedure. Subject property is located on the northwest corner of the intersection of East American Avenue and South DeWolf Avenue, approximately 1¾ miles northeast of the city of Fowler. Property and much of the surrounding area is zoned AE20 exclusive agricultural with a 20-acre minimum parcel size, and surrounding land uses are characterized by agriculture and very low density residential development. The site plan drawings show the configuration of the proposed parcel division. There's an aerial of the smaller 2.5-acre parcel. Larger parcel, and after the division would look like this configuration. Pursuant to the zoning ordinance, there are 4 findings which must be made in order to approve a variance. Finding 1, that there are exceptional or extraordinary circumstances particular to the property. Finding 2, that the granting of the variance is necessary for the preservation of a substantial property right. Finding 3, that the project will have no adverse effects on surrounding properties. And finding 4, that the proposal is not contrary to the objectives of the county's general plan. Based on the factors cited in the analysis, staff has determined that findings 1, 2, and 4 cannot be made and therefore recommends denial of variance application 4108. Thank you. This concludes staff's presentation. I'm happy to address any questions related to this agenda item.
Any questions of staff? No, that's fine. Thank you. Okay, would the applicant or representative come forward and make their case?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Planning Commission. I'm Dirk Puschel, and my business address is 923 Van Ness here in Fresno. With me this morning is B.J. Bopari and his daughter, Jespreet, and also Cam Bopari, who's